Good evening to each of you. It's good to be here tonight. So there's quite a few more people here than there were last night, and I don't know most of you. There's a lot of new faces here, so that's great to have you here tonight. I'm excited that you're here with us. So I have a question for you to get started. How many of you believe that your life is valuable? We all should say that our life is valuable, right? Each of us are created very uniquely by God, and He has made us in His image. And that means that each of us has great value to God. But tonight, each of us is confronted with a choice. Tonight, each of us gets to choose whether or not we are going to serve the one who created us. So your life has great value because God made you. But it is your choice of whether or not you are going to serve God or you're going to serve yourself. And tonight I just want to think a little bit about that choice that we have. In the book of 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 8, there's a verse that tells us who we are fighting against. It says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour." How many of you have ever seen a lion? A real lion? Some of you have seen a real lion. How many of you thought that it would be great to have a lion in your house? Oh, some of you think it might be a good idea. What would happen if that lion would get hungry and decide he wants something to eat? What do you think he's going to do to you? I don't want a lion in my house because I'm scared of lions. And the reason why I'm scared of lions is because they don't care what they eat when they get hungry. When they're hungry, they're going to eat something. And this verse is telling us that our enemy, Satan, is like a lion. And he's going around looking for anybody who he can devour or eat. But tonight, I want you to think about the choice that you have. We have an opportunity to resist the devil and to choose to live our lives for Jesus Christ. So I asked you the question to start. How many of you think your life is valuable? Jesus told us just how valuable our lives really are. He says in Matthew chapter 10, he says, "Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing or for a penny? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are much more value than many sparrows." How many of you are familiar with sparrows? Little tiny birds. How many sparrows do you think there are in the world right now? I have no idea. But there is billions of them. But they're really small, tiny birds. Jesus says that not even a single one of those little sparrows falls out of the sky without God seeing it. So God takes notice of a little tiny sparrow. But Jesus tells us that we are of much more worth than just a little tiny sparrow. He says we're worth actually more than many sparrows. Our lives have great value to God. And tonight I want you to understand that your life can be used to live for God. But it's your choice. You get to choose. So Brian was talking about wanting to see each of you in heaven. We can choose to live for Christ and our reward will be heaven, or we can choose to live for ourselves and reap the consequences in our lives. Matthew chapter 10, Jesus says right after these verses where he's talking about the value of a sparrow, he says, "Whosoever therefore will confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. And whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father, which is in heaven." Tonight, I want to encourage you to make the choice to choose to serve Jesus Christ and to be bold about that choice that you make. So you get to choose whether or not you're going to serve Jesus Christ. And Jesus here is saying that when we are bold in our confession of being a follower of Christ and being a believer, Jesus affirms that to his Father He says, there is somebody who loves me, somebody who wants to follow me, somebody who has made the choice to make me the treasure of their heart and to serve me. A couple of years ago, I went into a store, and it was actually Kohl's in Lebanon because I had to return something from Amazon. And it was a big box. I don't remember what it was, but it was this big box. And I carried it in the front door. And as soon as I stepped inside the front door, there was a man sitting there on the bench. And he said, hey, I want to talk to you. And I said, well, I'm carrying this big box. Can I make my return and then I'll come back and talk to you? So I took the box over to the counter to where the returns were. And I came back out through and I sat down with this man. And we started talking. And this man's name was Jake. And Jake was about, I want to say about 70 years old, somewhere in that ballpark, 70, 75 years old. So he was a bit older than me. I said last night that I just had a birthday, but I didn't turn 70. So he was a little bit older than me, but he was telling me about his life. And he told me all kinds of stories of things that he had done. And he told me, he said, Randy, he said, I don't have any money left. He told me about how he had remortgaged his house all kinds of different times. And the reason why he did that was because he was trying to keep his wife happy. And his wife was from Puerto Rico. And he said, we would go down to Puerto Rico all the time because he wanted to keep her happy. And he said, now I don't have any money left. And as he was talking to me, in the back of my mind, I was thinking, you know what? This is a man who has chosen to live for himself. And he had chosen through his whole life, he said, I want to do what I want to do. And I'm going to try to make my life as good as I can. And he was an older man telling me that now he didn't have anything because he had made the choice that he was going to live for himself. Instead of choosing to serve Jesus Christ, this was a man who had chosen to serve himself. And he didn't recognize that the value of his life was something that he was throwing away. In the verses that follow here in Matthew chapter 10, Jesus talks about losing our life. And when Jesus talked about losing our life, what he was saying is we can lose our life either by trying to serve ourselves, and we're going to lose our life in this world, or we can choose to lose our life by surrendering it to Jesus Christ and saying, instead of wanting to live for myself, I want to live for Jesus Christ. And Jesus was saying that he that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. In other words, we can try to find life here in this world, but we're going to lose it. But if we lose ourselves in serving Jesus Christ, we're going to find out what living is all about. When I was a younger man, there were some decisions that I made in my life that I wish I could go back and change, but I can't. And there were people that I was friends with who made the choice that they were going to live for themselves. Praise the Lord, God got a hold of my life and helped me to see through some of the decisions that I was making and gave me a different purpose for life. But I have a friend who I went to school with, who I did different things with when I was young, and he got into a lot of trouble. He started doing drugs. He started stealing. And because he was doing drugs, he got arrested by the police, and he spent years in prison because of his drug dealing. And over the course of time, I haven't seen this man for probably 15 years. But the last time that I saw him, he was out of prison again, and he told me that he wanted to serve Jesus. But he had made a lot of choices that had resulted in a lot of hard consequences for his life. He was trying to live for himself, and he was reaping what he had sowed. Tonight I want you to think about the options that you have. You can try to live for yourself. You can try to make your life exciting. You can pursue the things that you think are going to give you a good time. But you're not going to find life in doing that. You're going to lose your life. And there are people who give up their freedom or have their freedom taken away, and they're put into prison because of choices that they make. But tonight we have the choice where we can say, I'm going to lose my life, I'm going to give it to Jesus, and in doing that, I'm going to actually find what living is really all about. Because we don't know what life really is until we live a life that is surrendered to Jesus. I said last night that I lived in Nicaragua for 4 years. And while I was living in Nicaragua, I met a man by the name of Omar. And some of you might have read the book From Among the Worst, I think is what it's called, by Pablo Yoder. Some of you might have read the book. And the book is about Omar. But I actually got to meet this man in person. And this man was somebody who was from Nicaragua and went to California illegally. And while he was in California, he had a girlfriend. And one night he got so angry at her that he took her life. He took the life of his girlfriend. And he realized right away that he was going to be in a lot of trouble. And so he fled back to Nicaragua. And while he was in Nicaragua, he was living way back in the mountains of Waslala. And while he was there, he met some people who had chosen to give their life to Jesus Christ. And those people began to speak to Omar about what it meant to lose your life in serving Jesus. And because of their testimony of the difference that Jesus had made in their life, Omar became a Christian. And when I met Omar, Omar was a man who loved Jesus. And I could tell as soon as I met him that he was a man who had made the choice to serve Jesus with all of his life. Omar was a man who we would look at him and say, well, that's a really bad guy. Because he took somebody else's life. You probably can't find anybody who is worse than somebody who's taken another person's life. But Jesus reached into the life of Omar and completely changed his life. Because Omar made the choice to serve Jesus Christ. Tonight, each of you has a life that you are going to live. You're going to live your life. But each of you has a choice of what you are going to do with that life that you have been given. And your life has great value to God. And God wants nothing more than for you to surrender your life to Him and to live your life for Jesus Christ. In the Bible, we have different examples of people who were given the choice to either serve themselves and serve sin or to serve God. How many of you have heard the story of Daniel in the lion's den? Most of you have heard the story of Daniel in the lion's den. Why was Daniel in the lion's den? What had Daniel done? What did Daniel do that got him thrown into the lion's den? Anybody remember? Yeah, he was worshiping God. What was he doing that the king had said nobody was allowed to do? Do you remember? Mm-hmm. That was some of his friends that were worshiping. They didn't bow down to the idol. But Daniel was doing something that they said he was not allowed to do. Do you remember?
Praying.
Yes, he was praying. So Daniel had been told that he wasn't allowed to pray. But Daniel loved God so much that he decided that he was going to disobey what the king had said, and he got thrown into the lion's den. Daniel had a choice when he was told that he wasn't allowed to pray. What Daniel was being told is that you're not allowed to tell people that you love God by displaying your love for God by worshiping Him and by worshiping Him through prayer. But Daniel didn't care if it meant that he would have to give his life, because he knew that the best thing for him to do was to serve God. It didn't matter to Daniel that he might lose his life, because he knew that real life came from serving God. Instead of choosing to serve sin and serve himself, he wanted to. He chose to serve God. He wanted to live for God, and he chose to give his life to Him. Joseph is another man in the Bible that was a young man who chose to serve God. Joseph was sold by his brothers into slavery. He was sent to a country that was far away from home, and he was given an opportunity to sin. And Joseph said, "I cannot sin against God. I can't do this wickedness." And he chose to run away from that sin. The choice that you are facing in your life is, do you want to live for yourself? Do you want to pursue the pleasure of sin? Or do you want to give your life to Jesus Christ? One of them has great reward, and one of them has great punishment. And Joseph was looking at it, and he was saying, I know which one is going to reward me for my faithfulness. I know which one is going to give me a reward that will be worth living for. Another story that we have in the Bible is the story of Moses. And we see in the book of Hebrews, it talks about Moses and his life. And Moses was given an opportunity to live a life of sin, to live for himself. And the Bible tells us in Hebrews 11 that Moses chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. So Moses looked at the choice that he had to make. He could either choose to live for God, or he could choose to live for himself. And Moses saw that if he chose to live for himself, that it would only last for a little bit. If you choose to live your life for yourself, and you choose to live your life for sin, the only time that you get to enjoy that sin is while you are alive here in this world. That's the only reward that you get. But when you choose to live for Jesus Christ, one of the promises that we are given is the promise of eternal life, and a reward that is in a life that is to come. So when we make the choice to serve Christ, we are saying that I want to pursue a reward that is eternal, not just the reward that I have here right now in this world. So I might think, well, I can do these things and now my friends will like me. Or I can do these things and it's going to make me feel good. But that's only going to last for the time that you are alive. And then you'll receive the punishment for the sins that you committed. But on the other side, we have a choice to live our lives for Jesus Christ. A few years ago, I was in Mexico, and I met a man by the name of Albino. And Albino was a man that had also been in the United States for a little bit, but he had moved back to Mexico. And the reason was because he became a Christian while he was here in America. And he told me a story about how while he was here in America, God began to work in his heart, and he began to pray that God would lead him to people who love Jesus. And he met different people who said that they loved Jesus, but he recognized from their lives and the things that they were doing that they didn't really love Jesus with all of their heart. And then he said he met some people at a church who he knew right away that these people loved Jesus. And through the course of talking with these people, Albino became a Christian, and eventually he moved back to Mexico and began working in the Mennonite church there in Mexico. But he told me that he had an opportunity to get very, very rich. While he was living in Mexico, he had an opportunity to get involved in the drug cartel. And he had people who gave him an opportunity to sell drugs and to grow drugs. And he said that he could have gotten richer than most people could ever imagine if he would have started growing and selling drugs. But he said he watched the lives of people who got involved in drugs and saw what happened to most of them. Most of them lost their lives because they were living in that world of drugs and selling things and all of that. And Alvino said, I don't want anything to do with that. And so he chose to give his life to Jesus Christ. And today, he's a man that's walking with Jesus because he made the choice to serve Jesus. Tonight, I want to tell each of you that your life has great value. Your life has great value to God. And God has created each of you for a special purpose and for a special reason. And God wants to use your life to make a difference in the lives of other people. God wants you to surrender your life to Jesus Christ. God wants you to say to Jesus, I am yours. I want to live in obedience to you, and I want to do what you tell me to do. But each of you has a choice. And you can either choose to serve Jesus Christ, or you can choose to turn your back on Jesus and walk away. And there are two rewards that are awaiting both of those choices. On the one side, the Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death. There isn't life at the end of the tunnel for a person who is living a life of sin and a person who is living for themselves. At the end, it is death, and it is separation from God. But on the other side, you all read the verse from John 3:16, which tells us that God loved us so much that he sent Jesus Christ to be the sacrifice for our sins. And anybody who believes in him can receive what? Eternal life. So on the other side, on the one side we have death, and on the other side we have eternal life. But the only way to get from death to eternal life is to surrender your life to Jesus Christ. To lose your life in serving Jesus. And tonight I want to challenge you, as you weigh those two options in your life, as you think about the option that you have of either living for yourself and receiving death, or living for Jesus Christ and receiving eternal life, that you would make the choice to give your life to Jesus. Don't lose your life, your valuable life, serving yourself or living in sin. Lose it in serving Jesus Christ. And I can tell you that the best choice that you can make with your life is to surrender it to Jesus Christ. Living for yourself is empty. Living for Jesus Christ is where we find what true living is really all about. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for each person who's here tonight. God, I thank you for each of these young people. Thank you for their lives. And God, you know the purpose and the plan that you have for each of them. God, you have created them in your image. And God, you love them more than any person in this world. And I pray that each of them would make the choice to serve Jesus Christ. God, you give us this choice, and you allow us to make the choice to either serve you or to walk away from you. And I pray that each of them would sense in their heart this calling from Jesus to come and to follow after him and to lose themselves in serving you. God, I just pray that you would use their lives in a mighty way to build your kingdom, and God, that their lives would be in an impactful way of speaking into the lives of others and calling others to come and to serve you as well. We pray this in Jesus' name, amen. Turn it back over to Brian.